I'm really conscious of the time today. We're just going to take another 10 minutes or so just to wrap up, to centre our thoughts and to finish our Heart for the Harvest Sunday. And so as we do, I just want to share with you from Matthew's Gospel. I'm going to read from, I think it's chapter 3, verse 18, and it says this. Now listen to the explanation about the parable of the farmer. The seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message about the kingdom but don't understand it. Then the evil one comes and snatches it away. The seed that fell, The seed that fell on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. The seed that fell among the thorns are those who hear God's words, but too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of this life, so no fruit is produced. The seed that fell on the good soil represents those who truly hear and understand God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as has been planted. All right, I just want to talk for a moment about harvest, because today is our Heart for the Harvest. And hasn't it been great to hear the stories of people, young people, telling their faith story, their adventure, their new beginnings with God? That's kind of harvest stuff, isn't it? And as we've had a time to bring our own harvest and to offer before God some things this morning, we maybe are thinking, well, the harvest is right upon us. But I just wanted to take a few moments to talk about how our Heart for the Harvest Day isn't actually harvest day, it's seed day. You know, harvest day will come, but you've got to plant a seed before you get a harvest. And so today, as we have been sharing in this story, this service of Heart for the Harvest, we've actually been involving ourselves in the planting of the seeds of the good news of the gospel. And isn't that our core business? Huh? This is why we exist. We exist to help people discover the good news of Jesus Christ, to love others as Christ loves them, to connect from the crowd to the core to Christ, to grow in wisdom and hope and love and share it with those we live, love, and play with. This has been our story, our message, our vision statement for the last 10 or so years. Now, there's some tweaks coming in the future, but our core business will never change. We are called to share the gospel, to plant the seeds of the gospel, and to see the gospel transform communities by producing fruit. But here's the thing. All the seed is good. It has the right DNA. It's ready to grow. It's God's good seed. But it depends on what soil you plant it in as to what kind of growth you're going to get. Now, if you're a gardener, you'll be across this topic. You'll know how this works out. If you're like me and it's a lucky break, if you can grow something, you might think, oh, I don't know, this. I don't know if this example is very helpful. But, you know, we can understand the dodgy soil will mean that seeds can't grow. We can understand when there's rocks everywhere and seeds can't get good roots that they can't grow. We can understand the weeds in my house, my garden. You can understand the weeds. They are as tall as me sometimes. And they stop things really growing. They choke out the life. We can understand the path. And here's the challenge for us. We might be tempted then to say, well, we're only going to sow in our good soil patch. I've got a garden, it's got good soil. I'm only going to sow a little bit of seed in this little patch, and it's going to produce a harvest. And I think that's a temptation for many churches to just say, well, we can do this little bit. We'll just sow a little bit, we'll get a little harvest, we'll hum along. But I don't know that that's the message of the parable. I suspect that the message is the gardener sowed the seed everywhere, because he knows that there is good soil found everywhere. And he also knows that soil can be cultivated. Now, I'm not really across this, but I've given it a go. Occasionally, I buy mulch, I pull out weeds. I have pulled out couch grass. Has anyone had that? I think that's as bad as rocks. It sucks the life out of your soil. And so, you know, I realise and recognise the more I cultivate my soil, the better my seeds will grow. And I believe that that is what the church is called to do. Not only are we sowing seeds, but we are cultivating the soil. And I think there's three soils we just want to have a quick think about here. Rocky soil, it indicates a place where seed can't get root. And there's all sorts of reasons why people don't grow deep roots. Even our verse today for Ellie inspired her, grow deep roots. Recognize we need deep roots to multiply and grow strong. And there's all sorts of reasons why we don't. One of the reasons is that sometimes good people make it hard for people to get close to God. This has been a habit of the church and of religion for many, many years. It's a real challenge. We have hoops people have to jump to get close to God. We say you have to do this and wear this and say this and pray this and all these things, and then you can be close to God. And I know that's not the rock Jesus referred to in this parable, but I think it is a rock that happens in our culture all of the time. We make it so hard for people to get close to God that they give up. And this was the thing that made Jesus stroppy. Remember when Jesus got stroppy in the temple? He said, my house was meant for everyone to get close to God, to be a house of prayer. Anyone can draw near to God. And you've made it so hard for people to get close to God. So we got to pull out the rocks. We got to pull out all the hoops that we say, oh, if you've got tattoos, you can't come to our church. Oh, if you've got bleached blonde hair and a bit of colour. You know, the things that we say sometimes, oh, you don't know how to say the words or do the things or turn up on time. We have all these rules. And we've got to pull them out. We've got to cultivate the soil to make sure that people can receive the seed of God's word. Jesus said it this way. Anyone who believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. One hoop, one step, believe. So let's make it easy for people to get close to God. Let's clear the dodgy soil of the rocks and help them get close. Second thing is weeds. The weeds can suffocate seed. So the seed goes in, it thinks it's going to grow, it's having a good time, and then it gets overwhelmed by the weeds that suck the soil dry, by the cares, by the worries, by the fears. And maybe you know someone who's like this. They've gone through life, they had a faith, but there's been too many things, anxiety, fear, worry, and it's overwhelmed them to the point that they can no longer see life. They can no longer see hope. And you know what? We're called to cultivate the soil, to pull the weeds as gently as we can, to help give abundant life to the weedy gardens that are finding the worries of this world overwhelming. Now, don't mistake this. This isn't about judging people for how they behave and telling them to change. Holy Spirit's got a job around conviction, and that's his job. But ours is to pull out the worries, to stand beside people in the anxiety, to pray persistently with people, to strengthen those who are weak. And as we do, to pull the seed, the weeds out so the seeds can grow beautiful and strong. And finally, there's the path. And really, what can you grow on a pathway, right? Unless you're at my house. I've got a brick pathway, and between my bricks, guess what I'm growing? Weeds. It's good seed. It grows anywhere, right? You can grow stuff on a pathway. I think Jesus is saying there are places that seem to be almost impossible. Almost impossible for a seed to plant and to grow, but not impossible. Nothing is impossible for God. And you know what? I want to tell you something. In my family tree, there's a pathway seed. In my family tree, it was a pathway where the birds came and they ate the seed, and where people trampled the vulnerable, broken. My pop's dad was a pathway. He worked for a man called Squizzy Taylor. And because this is a G-rated service, I'm not going to tell you what he did in his living, but it wasn't good. He was an outlaw. He was a mobster. And so you know what? It was my pop's dad was bad pathway. And my pop was born into that, and he was just the same. A pathway with crows stealing all of the seeds that fell. Lived in a place called Collingwood back in the day when it wasn't gentrified and cool. You know what? There was a little church in Collingwood who prayed. They set up a scarecrow to scare away the crows that stole the seed. And they interceded. And maybe the rain came a few times and no one walked on the path and the seed had a chance to grow little roots. And just one man, my pop, came to faith. He was a pathway seed, and yet he came to faith. Impossibly, He came to faith. And I'm a third generation person of faith. I'm a seed multiplied from that seed sown in that pathway. Hey, we can set up scarecrows, can't we? We can chase away the birds. We can propagate the seed of God wherever, even in the broken and vulnerable pathways. That's the calling of the people of God. We can pray for the impossible to happen. We can pray for abundant life to be produced. That's the calling of the church today. And of course, there is the good soil. I love this about this parable. It says this: when the seed goes into good soil, it produces fruit that multiplies. Full stop. You know what? We are surrounded by good soil. We are surrounded in Boronia and Bayswater by schools and apartments and families. And do you know what they are? They are unseeded soil. People that have never heard the good news gospel, but they're good soil and they're waiting for the seed of Jesus Christ to be planted. And the parable tells us, and we can't deny it, when good seed is planted in good soil, there will be growth. And so we've got to get ready as we sow seeds today that our harvest is coming. A harvest is coming because we are going to sow God's good seed, God's abundant life. And as we do in good soil, in rocky soil that we cultivate, in weedy soil that we cultivate, and in pathy soil that we build scarecrows for, we are going to see a harvest for the kingdom of God. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Awesome. One last thing. Just in case you've never had a chance to respond to God's good news to you today, I don't want you to miss out. You know, this good news story, this life-changing power and presence and love of God is for each and every one in this room. And even if you've never met God before, today might be the day. He extends his love to you today and he invites you. Would you like to come? Would you like to be part of my family? Would you like to join in the kingdom mission, the seed sowing, the life-giving abundance that I have for you? If you would, I want to invite you as we close today. I want to invite you to come, grab hold of me or another staff member. You all know Joe now, you know Kay here at the front. There's others. Grab hold of us and say, oh, I want to know Jesus. And we will pray with you and connect you in so that you have a chance to grow deep roots in the love of Jesus Christ. Well, friends, I'm going to pray, and then that's it. Not even a song at the end, because we thought you might want lunch, right? Unless you say encore, and maybe the musicians might play a song, like Lighthouse as we finish. But I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to bless you to go. Loving God, we thank you that you loved us. You first loved us. You picked us out of whatever soil we were in. You put your life in us. You offered your love to us. You call us into abundant life, growth, maturity, multiplication. Your hand is upon us. We listen to the words of Ariel and of Ali and of Caleb, how you have gone before, how you've been present, how you've leaned in and loved, how you're interested in us personally. And Father, today, as we close this morning, we offer ourselves afresh to you. We want to be good soil for your seed, and we want to cultivate the soil around us and sow your good seed wherever we go. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And you're going out, you're coming in, your labor, your leisure, your laughter and your tears. May you carry the good seed wherever you go. Pull the weeds, kick the rocks, and scare the crows, and sow that seed in Jesus' name. Go in peace, my friends, to love and serve the Lord. Amen.